What's up, Videolanders? This is Brad McBoom. Thanks for tuning in for another AV Quickie. And if you like this quickie, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment, and show some love. All right, guys, my favorite genre is horror. I love scary movies, and this year there's about 20 or so horror movies that I'm looking forward to. And that's not even talking about the yet-to-be-announced and festival movies. Every year there's a few nice surprises. So guys, I looked at the release schedule. I figured out the 20 to 25 movies I'm looking forward to. And I thought I would share my top 10 most anticipated with you. Now, I gave myself one rule. I'm not going to put the big ones on my list. No Ghostbusters, no Beetlejuice, no Alien Romulus, Quiet Place, none of those. I want to highlight the smaller movies. That's my only rule. So let's get started with my top 10 most anticipated horror movies of 2024. My number 10 is I Saw the Glow. Guys, this premiered at Sundance last year. There's been a lot of positive reviews. I pulled up a plot synopsis for us. The story follows teenager Owen, just trying to make it through life in the suburbs, when his classmate introduces him to a mysterious late-night TV show, a vision of a supernatural world beneath their own. In the pale glow of the television, Owen's view of reality begins to crack. So this is from Emma Stone's production company, alongside A24. The trailer is out. Go watch it if you haven't seen it. It looks like an interesting little A24 art house horror movie. I Saw the TV Glow releases on May 3rd. It's my number 10. My number 9 is Stop Motion. It just released on streaming. I'm hoping to watch it later in the week. And it's about a stop-motion animator. She's struggling to control her demons after the loss of her overbearing mother. Suddenly alone in the world, she embarks upon the creation of a macabre new puppet film, which soon becomes the battleground for her sanity. As Elsa's mind starts to fracture, the characters in her animated film take on a terrifying life of their own, and the unleashed power of her imagination threatens to destroy her. So guys, this sounds like Puppet Master, but with stop motion. Stop motion is already creepy by itself. In this movie, the stop motion comes to life. I think this sounds great. The trailer looks great. It looks really creepy. You can watch it right now on streaming. It's my number 9. My number 8 is a movie I know very little about, and that's the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, Trap. It's a psychological thriller set during a concert. That's really all I know. It stars Josh Hartnett. He says it's dark and wild. Word on the street is it's Shyamalan's darkest movie to date. For me, Shyamalan is hit or miss, but I'll always watch his movies in the theater to see what he's been cooking up. Fingers crossed, it's great. My number 8 is Trap, and it releases this summer. My number 7 is The Watchers. And speaking of Shyamalan, this is the directorial debut of his daughter, Ashana Shyamalan. The plot says it's about a young woman, played by Dakota Fanning, who becomes trapped with three strangers in a shelter deep within a forest in Ireland, where the group must fight off mysterious creatures every night in order to survive. So guys, I'm very interested to see what kind of filmmaker Ashana is. Will she go with a twist right out the gate like her old man? Will this be an instant classic? Guys, which Shyamalan movie will be better, Watchers or Trap? I can't wait to find out personally. Watchers comes out on June 7th. You can watch the trailer now. It looks great. It's my number 7. My number 6 is Long Legs. The marketing campaign for this movie has been very mysterious. There's a trailer out. Go watch it. It doesn't tell you much about the movie, but it's very intriguing. Love the marketing behind this movie. And the plot says it's about a serial killer case, an investigation to uncover an occult organization, but the lead detective might be connected to this case more than he could ever realize. It stars Nicolas Cage. Is he the killer? Is he the detective? I have no idea. That information might be out there. I am staying away from all spoilers with this one. Very intrigued. Long Legs is my number 6. And it comes out on July 12th. All right, guys, my top 5. My number 5 is Abigail. This movie sounds like so much fun. Check this plot out. After a group of would-be criminals kidnap the 12-year-old ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure, all they have to do to collect a $50 million ransom is watch the girl overnight. In an isolated mansion, the captors start to dwindle, and they discover to their mounting horror that they are locked inside with no normal little girl. Guys, the movie at one point was titled Dracula's Daughter, if that tells you anything. It's directed by the guys who directed Scream 5 and Scream 6, so this is not their first horror rodeo. It sounds like a complete blast. Abigail is my number 5, and it releases on April 12th. A lot of April horror movies. All right, my number 4 is Infested. It's a spider creature feature. It's set in an apartment building, and it's said to be Arachnophobia meets Attack the Block meets Wreck. Sam Raimi loved this movie so much, he hired the team to make the next Evil Dead movie. So I don't need much more for it to make my top 5. This sounds great. Infested releases on April 26th, and it's my number 4. My number 3 is The Toxic Avenger. It stars Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones as the Toxic Avenger. Guys, I'm rooting for this dude, man. I hope this becomes a franchise for Peter Dinklage. The Red Band trailer came out a few months back. It looks like a blast. It looks like a gross, fun time at the movies. It played at a festival last year. It's currently at 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. Only 22 reviews, but the people that got a chance to watch it really enjoyed it. I can't wait. It also stars Kevin Bacon and Elijah Wood. Currently, there's no release date. Is this going to be streaming? Is it going to be a theatrical release? Not sure, but regardless, Toxic Avenger is my number 3. My number 2 is Nosferatu. It's directed by Robert Eggers. I think he's one of the best directors working today. He directed The Lighthouse, a movie that I absolutely love. Now he's remaking a vampire classic. I think he's the guy to do it. If there's anybody that's going to remake Nosferatu, it should be Robert Eggers. He's a very technical, very atmospheric director that should completely knock this out of the park. And guys, I love the cast. We got Bill Skarsgård, who played Pennywise, and unfortunately the Crow. He's playing the vampire Count Orlok. We have Nicholas Holt, Lily Rose Depp, Aaron Taylor Johnson, and Willem Dafoe as the great vampire hunter. So guys, this sounds great. It releases on Christmas, which is a very weird date, but sign me up. Nosferatu is my number 2. And my number 1 most anticipated horror movie of this year is Late Night with the Devil. Guys, this didn't even make my most anticipated list. I didn't know much about it until recently. The trailer released after we did our top anticipated movies episode. And actually, this releases real soon. I'll hopefully be able to see it this Sunday with Videolander Ryan Smith. If you're unfamiliar, it's about a 1970s talk show host. Here's the plot synopsis. I pulled it up. Life goes off the rails for Jack when his wife passes away. Ratings have dropped and the quality of the show is in the toilet. His show is on the chopping block and he pulls out all the stops with a spooky Halloween night stunt. His plan is to feature a young girl who is allegedly possessed and all hell breaks loose. I cannot wait to watch this movie, hopefully this coming Sunday. Late Night with the Devil is my number 1. All right, guys, that's my top 10 most anticipated horror movies of 2024. Real quick, some honorable mentions. I have 2. The first one, Maxine. I didn't love X or Pearl as much as a lot of people did, but I'm looking forward to finishing out the trilogy. And one more honorable mention, GOAT. It's a basketball horror movie produced by Jordan Peele. Might not get released until next year. That's why it didn't make my top 10. So, all right, guys, that's all I got. That's my honorable mentions and my top 10. What do you think? What's your most anticipated horror movie of this year? Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments on Facebook. Until next time, my good people, stay scared.